Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can get a lot of information there that you can read or listen to or watch. However you like to get your information, we got it in multimedia form. No extra charge. Check it out and use it to your advantage. Wear it out. If you break it, we'll fix it. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Rose Fast. She's the author of The Chocolate Conversation, and it's all about making sure the whole metaphor, folks, the whole idea behind this, the title of this book and the book itself, is making sure that when you say something that people understand what you're saying. And Rose, thanks again for hanging out with us. I like the way you said executives, managers, leaders today, it's not enough just to be a communicator. You got to be a translator.
Yes, yes.
And
I think that's very important.
And before you answer that question, I want you to do that. Tell the audience how they can find you and your book.
Well, I'm on rosefast.com.
F-A-S-S. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Rosefast.com. And the book's there, the links to where you can buy it, and the description and videos and all good things.
And I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold.
That's true.
So check that out. Okay, so talk to us about this thing about being a translator, not just a communicator.
Yeah, so many times I talk to leaders at different levels of an organization, particularly in big companies, Jim, and what the CEO says at the strategic level can't just be cascaded. You know, this word cascade is a big one in business.
Right.
We just cascade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that waterfall communication, and something rolls downhill, but it isn't the communication.
The chain reaction, too.
Yeah, it is. So I say that, you know, you're the boss. You have to be the translator. What does that mean to the people at the front? Because it doesn't mean the same thing
mm-hmm.
to, you know. So when a CEO, I'll give a real quick example, says we need to widen our revenue lead, to a person who's a salesperson, if you're standing there patting them on the back,
I want to walk
saying,
up to that guy and pop him on the forehead with the palm of my hand.
Yeah, go get more revenue. So the idea is there, you know, we need to earn every dollar from our customers. And that translation, all of us, means something
mm-hmm.
to that frontline person.
It's
about being a translator.
I help big companies speak small business as a second language, and they were doing, one company was working on something that they were going to talk to small businesses about, and they used the term customer facing.
Yes.
And I said, what do you mean? They explained to me. I said, no, I know what you mean. But I said, small businesses don't say that.
Right.
They call it unlock the front door.
Right.
And
I said,
that's the way you got to think about these things. You know, there's somebody you reminded me of when you were talking about this translation thing. Someone who probably should have used to write the foreword for your book, although Mr. McDermott did just fine, was Napoleon.
Yeah,
because it's legend has it that whenever he was going into battle, he would make his generals bring a private in, and the generals would have to explain their battle plan to the private, the dumbest private in the army, and if the private didn't get it, they couldn't go to war with that plan.
And I think that is extraordinary, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really where it matters. Interesting that Bill McDermott wrote the foreword of the
mm-hmm.
book. I worked with him at Xerox for many years.
Right. I was with Xerox in the 70s and 80s.
Were you? So
yeah.
Was I.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a straight shooter, a complete straight shooter, and the kind of guy that to this day can just build such followership because he speaks plainly. He always says, Sesame Street, Rose. Sesame Street, simple. And I think that's the important thing. The simpler the language, my partner Gavin often says to me, you know, when the language gets complex, I think it's when the leader doesn't really understand what they want to impart.
Well, or when the leader gets a little too full of themselves. I want to come to your three ingredients. I want to make sure we touch on those because I want to have you back and talk some more about this another day. Worldviews, standards, and concerns. Tell us about those three.
So I think of a worldview as kind of the way you and I see the world, Jim.
Yep.
And you just said it. I see, you know, chocolate with peanuts, and I brought my mom a chocolate milkshake. And I look at it, and I see, you know, this dark chocolate that's just pure and fabulous. And
right.
Somebody else sees their Labrador
Retriever.
Good for
your heart, too, by the way. They got it.
Yeah, yeah. So the worldview is just our ideal.
Right.
Every one of us has an ideal.
Mm-hmm.
The standard is how we see that playing out. I have a standard. I want dark Belgium chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay
and other
with M&M
chocolate
peanuts.
Other chocolate should measure up to that.
That's right. So we all have a standard for how we want to see a worldview play out. So if somebody tells me to improve the employee experience, I go, okay, my standard for doing that is going to be very different than yours. My standard may be, okay, I'll help them feel better about coming to work. Somebody else might say, well, gee, I'm going to clear up the confusion.
Right.
Somebody else says, I'll give them a raise.
Right.
We have different standards. So the last layer of this chocolate conversation is the concern layer.
Mm-hmm.
And people avoid that at all costs. I just don't want to hear this complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But the complaining is where you get the best feedback.
Right.
And anticipating what people are going to be concerned about. You put out a new comp plan, you know,
right.
New pay scale. You better talk about what might be the concerns.
But could you not avoid some of these concerns if you asked the question, what do you think I mean?
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be
and
a
then,
good way to stop
yes.
some of those
And then if
complaints?
They don't like what you mean,
right.
even further,
right.
go ahead and deal with it.
Rose, I need your website one more time, please.
It's rosefass.com.
F-A-S-S is the last name. The book is called The Chocolate Conversation. It's a cool book. Rose, come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It was a pleasure.
Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.